Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. That was Thank You, Jesus. And have another song, Take Me to the King by Tamela Mann.
Thank you.
I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart.
Everybody, you've been listening to Take Me to the King by Tamela Mann, and the first song that was sung was Thank You, Jesus. So we're so thankful for the weekend gone by, and Jesus Christ brought us back on the line today for his precious royal family of baptized believers in Jesus' name and his precious people. We're so thankful that he chose us to be on this broadcast today. So we're going to go on forth. I was glad when this is a scripture that I there in my heart. So I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And you will find that in Psalms 122 and verse 1. And I'm going to tell, praise the Lord, everybody. Greetings in the name of Jesus. We are so blessed to be chosen by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to host this anointed radio broadcast. We thank you so very much for tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministry. I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, in a minute for our founder and host, Evangelist Bernard. A Time of Reflection air live Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Also tune into early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. And our Saturday segment, They Overcome, with host Elder Albert Burns and Billy Burns of North Carolina, is at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Our call-in number for all segments is 858-683-1334. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. We also enjoy hearing from you. Email us or call in and join the live broadcast and give us your praise report and or any prayer request that you would like us to air on this broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, please visit our archives or blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries, or visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. We appreciate and are very thankful for the tremendous support of the godly men and women, women of God, that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast. It's just an honor and a privilege that God would send the anointed women of God to come forth with a rhema word from on high. And, you know, we want you, each and every one that's everywhere that the Lord put in your heart, to please continue to pray God's will for this ministry. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And now I'm going to turn it into Evangelist, our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard from New Orleans, but in by way of Stockton, California at this point. Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. Is it anybody on the line can open with prayer? If not, I'll go for
it. Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, woman of God. She can open up with the word of prayer for us on the day.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We just praise you, God, for another day. We thank you for keeping us through this week, last week, and this weekend, God. We thank you, God, for this broadcast, God. We thank you, God, for being Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you, God, for being El Shalom, God. We thank you for being so many things, God. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you for being our Master. We thank you, God, for your blood covering, God. We thank you for your word from Genesis to Revelation, God. We thank you, God, for the wisdom and the knowledge that you impart in us, God. We thank you for keeping us, God, when we didn't want to keep ourselves, God. We thank you, God, for salvation, God. We thank you for deliverance, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you for being a mighty God. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider, making ways out of no way for us, God. We thank you, God, for the new thing that you're doing, God, on this broadcast, God. We thank you for every soul that has came on and every soul that's to come, God. We thank you for the souls, God. We thank you, God, apostle, the leader, God, Pastor Bernard, God. We ask right now that you continue to keep her, God. Continue to strengthen her, God. Even right now, God, put a word down in the inside of her, God, and let it come up on the outside, God. We ask him, God, that you continue to give her revelation, wisdom, knowledge,
yes,
understanding,
God.
Continue to strengthen her, God, as she does her regular daily routine, God. Strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep her in perfect health, perfect peace, God. Continue to keep her mind stayed on you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, continue to keep her looking to the hills from which our help come from, and our help come from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. Stir up her gifts even
thank
the more,
you,
God, in the name of Jesus. Our God, continue giving her the word that you would have her say to your people, God. Continue blessing
Hallelujah.
Her ministry, God, and her ministries to come, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue binding up accidents and incidents as she goes forth, God, unseen and seen in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Continue breathing on her, God, with the breath of you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, continue let no weapon formed against her prosper, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue enlarging her territory, God, in my Sunday. Continue ordering her footsteps and directing her path, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue providing for her spiritually as well as naturally. Let her cabinets never be ill on a Sunday. Be bare, God, in the name of Jesus. Let a refrigerator always be filled, God. God, bring an increase, God, like never before, God. Increase spiritually in the name of Jesus. I speak increase naturally and spiritually and financially in her life in the name of Jesus. I speak overflow upon her life in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the overflow in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask right now, God, that you continue to keep her family, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her mother, God. Continue to keep her, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to make ways out of no way. We thank you for salvation. That she's going to have, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for delivering her, God, and setting her free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for Danielle, God, her sister, God. We ask them, God, that you continue to open doors for her. God, bring her up and bring her out, God, spiritually and naturally, God, in the name of Jesus. We continue to let no weapon formed against her prosper, God. Oh, God, as she continues to dwell on your word, God. You begin to dwell on her, in her, God, even the more, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the release. We're claiming it done, God. In the name of Jesus. We speak release in her mind. We speak release naturally in the name of Jesus. So we ask and say, God, you blow in on my shandai. Flip those papers, God. Change the situation. Check some hearts, God. In the name of Jesus. Give her favor to bring her out, God, in the name of Jesus. Only you can do it, God. God, who you set free is free indeed, God. We ask that you free her, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask and God, hey, my son, this year, God, we're not asking for 2013 or 14, God. We're not asking for it to go on any longer, God. But we're asking that you break the chains, break the shackles, destroy the hands of the enemy that's keeping her back and keeping her head and keeping her tied down in the name of Jesus. We're proclaiming and proclaiming that it's done in your name, in the name of Jesus. Because you said two or more touching the green. Well, it's over two or more touching the green in your name, in the name of Jesus. So we're calling on your name, Jesus. We need you today, God. We can't move without you. We won't move without you. So we're calling on your name, Jesus. No other name we know, but the name of Jesus. Where every knee has to bow at the sight of your name. Every tongue has to confess. When we call on that name, God, Jesus. The demons have to be flee, God, at the sight of your name. So we're calling on the demons that have to back up from Danielle. They have to back away from Danielle and flee in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we're calling on your name, Jesus. Go into the jail cell and release, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for turning the situation around. We claim it and we proclaim it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. We praise you right now. God, we ask that you touch our son right now, God. We ask that you deliver, God. We ask that you keep him, God. We ask, God, that you shield him, God. God, he has our son that on every stronghold in his life, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you go into the prisons, period, God. From the north, west, south, and east. We speak to the four corners of the earth, God. That you go into all the prisons, God. Lift up every downtrodden head on today, God. God, we asking that you turn papers around. Some people in there that ain't even supposed to be in there, God, that they were set up by the enemy. We asking for you to release, God, expose the enemy, God, and release, God, in the name of Jesus. God, give him favor, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against suicides on today, God, during this Christmas holiday. So many people, God, are depressing down, God. Lift up every damn body here, God. God, we ask that you breathe. God, we come against the spirit of suicide right now. We come destroying the hands of the enemy right now. We come tearing down every stronghold in the people's mind where they think they can't make it. Give them hope beyond hope, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak hope in the name of Jesus. We speak new mind, new heart, new changes, God, in their spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak that God, every family member shall come together as a whole, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring in the love, God. Oh, God, because you are love. Bring in the love in our minds and our spirits and our souls, God. Bring in the love, God, to your people, God. Somebody needs your love today, God. Oh, God, send love, God. Reach out to someone today, God, that say, I can't make it, God. Show them that you are God. Show them that you are King of Kings. Show them that you are there, God. Yes. In the name of Jesus, and we tend to agree, and it is so. God, someone on this broadcast on today, even whether it be in the chat room, whether it be on the computers, saying, I can't make it. I heard the word, but I can't make it. God, lift up. Lift up in the name of Jesus. Lift up every burden. God, Satan, you are a liar. Joy of the Lord is their strength. They shall go forth in the name of Jesus. They shall. We proclaim it in the name of Jesus. In the midst of the storm, God, give them peace in the midst of their storm. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch Sister Ruby today, God. Fill her with your Holy Ghost. Fill her with your power even more, God. God, whatever she stand in need of, oh God, you move. You answer, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to let no weapon formed against her prosper, God. Continue to show her great things, God. God, we thank you for the signs and wonders that you're going to do in our life. We thank you for the signs and wonders that you're going to do on this broadcast. We thank you, God. We ask that you continue to test Pastor Hamilton as he provoke us, God, even more, God. Oh, God, stir him up as he stir us up, God. Bless his ministry, God. In the name of Jesus. Bless his people, God, that's working with him, God, side by side. God, we ask that you bless him financially, God. Give him a perfect health and perfect peace, God. Keep his mind stayed on you, God. Reward him for his faithfulness, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch a Democrat, God. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to keep him, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the testimonies and the services that he preached, God. Continue to preach in your name, God. Let him continue to preach in your name, God, in the name of Jesus. Reward him, God, also for his faithfulness, God. In the name of Jesus, let him not be weary, God. Let him continue to go forth with joy, God. Let him continue to go forth with peace, God. In the name of Jesus, bless him with the increase, God. God, we thank you for the doors being open. We thank you for the new businesses that he's going to have. Oh, God, we thank you for giving him that business mind even more, God. God, any traps and set up, let him see them before they even come, that they won't even come his way, God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, God, and we pray. Praise you, God, for prosperity on this line. We thank you for blessings on this line. We thank you for healing on this line. We thank you for deliverance on this line. We thank you, God, and we proclaim it. And we come against the hands of the enemy. We come against depression, oppression, fear, doubt, insecurity, low self-esteem. We come against it with the blood of Jesus, and it shall not stand, and it shall not prevail. Up on this line, we shall have peace. We shall have unity in the name of Jesus. We shall have love, and we shall speak your word on this line in the mighty name of Jesus. So we say, take over now, God. Continue to have your way. Breathe on the woman of God in the name of Jesus. And it is so. And it is so in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask you to look down upon the children. Cover your children, God. Cover Pastor Bernard's grandchildren, God. One by one, name by name. God, continue to feel them. God, deliver, God, what needs to be delivered. God, make ways, God, as they in school, God. God, begin to speak to them, God, in college, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch your children everywhere, God. Children on this line. Children connected with this line. God, build a covering, a standard upon them, God. They shall excel above in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, we praise you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless the Lord. Hey, glory to God. Oh, I thank him. Oh, I bless him today. Hallelujah. I lift him up. Hey, we give him glory today, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God pour out the blessings that you pronounced. Hallelujah. And declare and decree on her. Overtake her, God. Overtake her, God. And everything she proclaimed for others, God, do it for her. For your servant's sake, hallelujah. For your name's sake. Glory to God. I bless you. Thank God for the woman of God. Glory to God. Truly, God is a good God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a time of reflection. Glory. This is a time we reflect upon, hallelujah, what God has done, what he has enabled us to do. Glory to God. What he has accomplished through the vessels of God. Glory to God. Truly, we can't do nothing in and of ourselves. If it had not been for the Lord, the psalmist say, who was on our side, where would we be? Glory to God. Sometimes we walk and hold our head up like we're somebody and we've done something great. But if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side? The Lord has been on our side for these 2 years on this Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. And I look at him being on my side life. Even when I was on the wrong side, he still had mercy on me. Even when I was dancing with another partner, he had mercy upon us. If it wasn't for God's grace, if it wasn't for God's mercy, there go I. Woo, Jesus, I bless him today. Hallelujah. Thank God for that prayer, that awesome prayer. It stirred me up. Glory to God. All God wanted somebody to praise him. All he wanted somebody to lift him up. All he wanted somebody to give him glory. When you do that, he has to come in. When you do that, he has to answer. Hallelujah. When you do that, he's obligated to you. Glory to God. For he said to have no other God before me. Glory to God. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Glory to God. Well, I bless him today. Hallelujah. Just like to say praise the Lord to each and every one of you. Glory to God. As I begin to just reflect upon God's goodness. Hey, 21 day fast. It ended at midnight on Saturday night, midnight. Amen. Some of you all went to 4 o'clock yesterday, and that was all right. The longer you go, the greater the blessing. Oh, it was all right. But midnight Saturday, the 22nd, well, 12:01 would have been the 22nd. Amen. 21-day fast. I don't know what you were petitioning God for. Hallelujah. And even if you don't see it come to pass immediately, just know that your sacrifice has not gone unnoticed. Just know when you deny his flesh, when you begin to seek God, when you begin to isolate yourself, when you begin to look in the mirror and see yourself, and you recognize that you need help. You recognize that you need another touch. You recognize that, hey, the work is not over yet. It's not complete. It's not finished. Hey, we're saved by grace. Hallelujah. We're saved by grace. And as long as God is still extending grace to you, hey, glory, you have an opportunity. Hey, you have an opportunity to draw nigh unto him. Oh, I bless him today. Hallelujah. We thank God for those that made the sacrifice and went on this 21-day fast. Amen. It's been such a blessing. Some going to continue on. Hallelujah. Some going to continue on. They're not going to take a break because it's holiday time. But it's all right to take a break where you can sit at the table and feast with your loved ones and your family and your spouses and your friends and your sisters and brothers in Christ. That's all right. But just know that those 21 days that you afflicted this flesh, hey, glory to God, and you cried out to the Lord, he has not forgotten about you. Amen, amen. We don't have anything really scheduled and planned for today. Amen. But we know this is a week of celebration. Some will be celebrating themselves. Some will be celebrating one another. Amen. But this is a week that we celebrate the birth of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And as I begin to just look a little bit in the scripture, hey, I wanted to just talk a little bit about this fast. Amen, amen. So we want to invite your attention to Isaiah. Amen. And when we look at this, as we said fasting for this 21 days. Some people say 21 days. You know, they call it a Daniel fast. But the Bible don't have anything specific where they just give you specific instructions on how to do this and how to do that. But God honors fasting. Amen. He told his disciples, when to turn there before we go to Isaiah. Amen. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17. Amen, amen. And we just want to encourage you all today. We're still celebrating, amen, our second year anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. And I tell you, it's been such a blessing. Amen. I have learned so many things. I've met so many wonderful men and women of God that I believe sincerely love the Lord. Amen. And as I looked at the stats even on today, 66, I think it was 66,000. I thought I wrote it down somewhere. Over 66,000 listeners. Now, who in the world can do that but God? Amen. Nobody can do that but God. But as I begin to think about this fast, and we're continuing on, and those that want to continue on on January the 5th, which will also be a Sunday. We're going to embark upon another 21-day fast, and we'd like to extend that invitation to you. Amen. You know, if you're looking for God to do some things in your life, you have to sometime restructure, and you have to re-strategize, and Lord, and begin to set things in order. If things are not in order, then God can't come in and bless you, because he said we should be men in business, and everything we do, it should be done in decency and in order. God is a God of order. Amen. He's a God of order, and he allow us to be human. See, God don't condemn us and come down on us for everything that we fall short in. God is a merciful God. He's a long-suffering God. If he wasn't long-suffering, there would be no people on the earth. If God get angry and get upset with us for all of the mistakes and all the errors we have made, each and every one of us, the saved and the unsaved, do you know there would be no people on the planet Earth? No, because we all, the Bible said, we all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. Amen. The baby, you see, this baby is without sin. Yeah, he was born into sin because of the first man, Adam. Hallelujah. But when the second man, Adam, which is Jesus Christ, came on the scene, hallelujah, we was redeemed back. Oh, I thank God for redemption today. Hey, glory to God. Liberal Democrat always said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's scripture. Amen. But turn to Matthew. And we just want to get a little understanding today about this fasting. Hallelujah. When we begin to afflict this flesh, amen, the flesh isn't pleased. And sometimes, because you know it wars against, there's two spirits warring against one another. And that's the spirit man, and then it's this natural man, this physical body. It don't want to adhere to the things of God. It has its own mind, and it wants to do what it wants to do. Amen. But if you want to draw closer to God, you got to make some preparation. You got to make some things that seem crazy to other people, but it's real to God, come alive. Amen. So let's go to Matthew chapter 17, and we're going to read a little bit. Amen. We're going to start at the 14th verse. Amen. And this was when Jesus was on the earth, and he was talking and trying to get his disciples to understand some things. He was trying to, now remember, they didn't have the power then, because the Holy Ghost hadn't been ascended upon them. Amen. It hadn't fallen yet. Amen. So this is in Matthew. We're at the 17th chapter, verse 14 says, and when they were come to the multitude, hallelujah, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him. They came to Jesus and saying, Lord, kneeling down to Jesus. But guess what? At that time, they were talking to the disciples and saying, Lord, have mercy upon my son. So this man came, and he said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. What you mean? He's off. He may have some form of autism, amen, or may have been lightly or mentally retarded. And he said, and sore vexed. He said, for oft times he falleth into the fire and off into the water. And I brought him excuse me, that's the sirens. If y'all hear them, they ain't coming for me. Amen. God bless whoever they're going to see. I pray God to have mercy upon them, and they'll get there in time. But it says 15, I'm sorry. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And so he's telling Jesus this. And he said, I brought him, he letting them know that I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Why not? Okay? At that time, they really didn't have no power. But as long as the master was among them, you had power. How many know when Jesus in the mix, the atmosphere change? And when Jesus is in the house, everything has to conform to his word. Everything has to conform to his presence. Because his very presence, hey, amen, his very presence, it takes us into a realm where, guess what? There's nothing but power in the presence. Power is in the house. When Jesus arrives, you have everything that you need. Amen. Because he is power. The Bible says there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. All Jesus has to do is speak. Amen. He don't even have to command. All he has to do is say a word. Amen. Everything bow down to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And he said, I brought him. I'm at 16, Matthew 17 and 16. I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. What do you say? They didn't have any power to heal him. You know why? Because they hadn't been in fast mode. Hallelujah. They was probably laughing with one another, having fun, playing some Pacino, you know, I imagine. Amen. But they wasn't on one accord. Amen. And they hadn't fasted. And they wasn't praying. And that's why they could not cure the young boy. Amen. So verse 17 says, then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation. What is he saying? You don't have any faith and your mind is on other things. He said, how long shall I be with you? What is he telling them? While I am among you, you can ask whatever you may. You can do whatever is in your mind you're thinking to do. Because guess what? The king is present. Hey, glory to God. And when the king is present and you belong to the royal court of the king, amen, there's nothing withheld from you. Tamar Mayne said, take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. Oh, Jesus Christ, I bless you today. Then Jesus answered and said, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long must I tell you to ask and you shall receive? How long must I tell you to seek and you shall find? How long must I tell you to knock and the door shall be open? He said, if you have faith as the grain of the mustard seed, you can speak to the mountains in your life. All but you have to do something for them mountains to remove. They're just not going to remove themselves because you speak it. You have to be consecrated. You have to be elevated. Your mind has to be elevated. Your mind has to be in a place of peace, in a place, hallelujah, where you can hear from God, in a place where your vision is clear. We don't hear from God because we're not consecrating ourselves. To consecrate yourself, it means you have to separate yourself. You can't participate in all of this partying for the holidays. You can't participate in the champagne and the wine. You can't participate in dancing on the doing all of the bus stop and all the electric slide. You can't participate. when you're trying to petition God, not when you're trying to hear from God, not when you need a word. When you need a word from God, you have to isolate yourself. You have to consecrate yourself. You have to come out from among them. The Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Then will you hear from heaven. Why did he say that? Because when you're in the midst of a lot of folks with all kind of stuff going on, God isn't there. God is a God that loves and an enjoy for you to be intimate with him. He wants to have prime time. He wants all of your attention. He don't want your husband and your wife. Hallelujah. He wants all of you. Ah, Cat and Don sing a song. He wants it all. He wants it all. He don't want a third of you. He don't want a half of you. He wants it all. He wants your attention. He wants you to be intimate with him. Separate yourself. But we find that's hard to do because we have so many things that's vying for our attention. We have children. We have grandchildren. I have great-grandchildren now. Husbands, wives, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, supervisors, managers, all kinds of people that's vying for our attention. But what about God? What about God? When we give him our attention, he'll cause everything and everybody that we're responsible for to adhere, to fall in line. Don't cause me no grief today. I don't want no drama today. Keep the drama away from me. Because guess what? I'm going to see the king. Glory to God. Esther said, I'm going. She told him when she went on a fast. She said, I'm going to see the king. Oh, but she gave Mordecai some instructions. She said, me and my handmaidens, we're going to fast. We're going to separate ourselves. Hallelujah. We're going to consecrate ourselves. And you do the same thing. She said, I don't eat nothing and don't drink nothing until you hear from me. And she said, after the fast is over, I'm going to see the king. I'm going to see the king. You can't be unprepared when you go to see the king. Hallelujah. You have to prepare yourself. You have to purify your heart. You have to saturate your mind. Glory to God. Esther was a bad girl. Glory to God. But God had already appointed Esther for such a time as this. Somebody say in due season. In due season. The Bible says you'll reap if you faint not. In due season. Where's your due season? I don't know about you, but my due season is approaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when it comes, I want to be ready. That's why we're consecrating ourselves. Glory to God. Oh, I bless you today, God. Why? We're disciplining this flesh. Glory. We never discipline this flesh. We'll be haphazard in this thing. One week up, the next week down. One day a month we might fast, then we may not fast no more for 6 months. Oh, but this year I hear the Lord saying, discipline. Discipline, Adrian. I'm teaching you some discipline. I'm teaching you how to endure hardness. I'm teaching you how to get my attention. I'm teaching you how to be ready. Hey, Jesus Christ. Because he said, I'm coming for a church that's already prepared, that's already ready. Yeah, glory to God. That's why he said, let the wheat grow with the tare. Don't you worry about who ain't living right. Don't you worry about who's not paying me any mind. He said, when I come, I'm going to do the separation. Because I know those that are mine. He said, I shake. They know my voice. Do you know the voice of Jesus? Do you just know the voice of your friend? Some friends I thought was my friend. Hallelujah. You know, you got friends sometimes. You think really all your friends are over when the day of adversity comes. Hallelujah. When you're drowning out. Bobby Womack sung a song. When I was in the world, I always remember. He said, nobody wants you when you're down and out. Oh, God, but he said, well, if I ever get my hand on a dollar again, he said, I'll hold on. That glory to God. We have all kind of friends. When we got some money, when we have some money. Hey, Jesus, when we're doing what they want us to do. When we're going places where they want us to go. When we're giving them our attention. Oh, glory to God. But you better watch out, honey, because when you start telling them, I'm leaving you, I'm leaving this old world, I'm going back to Jesus. G. Patterson say, I'm going back to Jesus. I'm going back to Jesus. I'm going where? Healing water flow. Hey, glory to God. When you tell them I'm leaving you, you're saying goodbye to the world. Oh, honey, then they become your enemy. Because guess what? The carnal mind is enmity to God. You can't serve if God carnal minded. You have to have a spiritual mind to receive the things of God. But let me finish here. Oh, this is so much. This is good today. We just coming off a 21-day fast. Amen. I'm going to see the king. I don't know about you. That's why I play Tamla May. Take me to the king. Hey, glory to God. I've done some of everything. Hey, glory. There's some other places that I'd like to go. Oh, Jesus, but when I reflect upon, hey, this time of reflection, when I reflect upon God's goodness, I thank God that I'm still here to tell my story. I thank God that nobody has to tell my story. I thank God that I'm not laying in a coffin today where somebody will get up and say, oh, yes, she did run well, but at the end she fell off. Oh, I still have running in my feet. And while I'm alive and have blood in my veins, I'm going to serve God. I gave the devil 30 years of my young life. Oh, God, and now I'm like the prophet. Say, I once was young, but now I'm old. And I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. And glory to God. I know. Yeah, but the first 30 years, I gave it to the enemy. Oh, but this latter part of my life, I'm going to grab the testimony of Job. I'm going to hold on till he bless me. Though he slay me, yet will I serve him. I'm going to crucify this flesh. I'm going to mortify my members that's on the earth. I'm getting rid of jealousy. I'm getting rid of envy. I'm getting rid of strife. I'm getting rid of backbiting. I'm getting rid of gossiping. I'm getting rid of it. Because I want to see the king. Hey, glory, and I just don't want to see him, but I want to see him in peace. Hey, I want the Lord to say, well done. Hey, I'm not looking for your accolades. I'm not looking for your congratulatory words because they don't mean nothing. You might tell me that at 5 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock you're putting a dagger in my back. God, but when the Lord said, it's well done. Oh, let me finish here. Woo, God, I got stirred up here. Ha, you know, Jesus said, how long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Jesus said, you perverse and faithless generation. This is Jesus talking, not Sister Bernard. I'm in Matthew chapter 17, and I'm at verse 17. This ain't me. I said, oh, she's a little arrogant. No, I'm not arrogant. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. Why couldn't you heal the man's son? Because your mind was not transformed. You were still conformed to the things of this world. That's why Romans 12:1-2 said, be not. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies, I'm begging you, by the mercies of God, that you be not conformed. Don't let this world shape you. Don't let it mold you. Don't let it tell you what you should do and what you shouldn't do. We have a blueprint for success, and that blueprint is this Bible. If you want to be successful, believe God's word. If you want to be successful, fast and pray. If you want to be successful, witness to souls. Think on the things of others. God, that's a blueprint for success. Hey, glory to God. Jesus said when they hung him on the cross, he said, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. And even those two that was on the cross with them, and one of them was still an unbeliever. One of them still didn't believe Jesus had no power. But the one that did, Jesus said, this day you're going to be with me in paradise. This day. Hallelujah. I'm taking you on up with me to glory. Woo, don't listen to that, folks. You better listen to this word. You better be governed by this word. Because folks have an agenda. They have an agenda. They want to use you. They want to prostitute you. They want to pimp you. They're using you as merchandise. God didn't call the shepherd to abuse the sheep. He said the sheep know my voice. A shepherd is supposed to be a caretaker. A shepherd is supposed to care for the sheep. Hey, Jesus said, when the man lost one of the sheep, he left the 99 and he went after the one sheep that was lost. And he nurtured that sheep. Hey, glory to God. Sometimes you got to do some correction. Sometimes you got to do some chastening, but you have to do it. Like Prophet Micah David said, with love. Because Jesus said, with love have I drawn you. You can't draw folks mean and nasty and cruel and ugly. Dude, don't nobody want to be around nasty, cruel, mean, and ugly folks. People want to be loved. Jesus. Verse 18 said, and Jesus rebuked the devil. And he departed. The young man had some demons in him. And he said, that's what he said, he rebuked the devil. He rebuked those demons that was causing this child to become lunatic, where he wanted to hurt himself, throw himself in the fire, throw himself in the pool. Amen, he said. And he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus. Lord, I bless you today. Apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. You didn't believe when you should have been serious. And you should have been taking care of business. You somewhere playing Monopoly. You somewhere playing dominoes. How you going to play dominoes and Monopoly? And somebody's standing before you need some help. They need some prayer. Oh, God, help us today. Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith, there go that faith, as a grain of mustard seed. You shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you if you have faith. But listen at what he says in verse 28:1. Howbeit this kind goeth out not but by prayer and fasting. You could not cure, you could not heal the young boy because you hadn't spent no time in prayer. You had not afflicted this flesh. Now let's go over here for a few minutes. Hallelujah to Isaiah. I'm trying to let you all know today, those that embarked upon this fast, those that made a sacrifice, even if you wasn't able to go through the full time, if you made a sacrifice, God looked at your heart. Some of us are on medication, and some people may have had to drink some water or some tea or something, and some of us may have had some ailments in our bodies. It's all right. God knows your heart. See, God looks at your heart, your intent. What was your intention? What was your motive for doing it? Let's go to Isaiah 58. Hey, glory to God. And Jesus and the Lord is telling Isaiah to cry out to the Israelites, because God told them, and we're going to read that too, that guess what? When you fast and pray, I'm so angry with you devils, I'm not even going to hear you. Yeah. He said, in the day of your adversity, I'm going to mock you. Because guess what? You all have embarrassed me. You've made me ashamed. When you wanted a king, I gave you a king. When you was in Egypt for 400 years, he said, I took care of you. When you was in the wilderness for 40 years, he said, I never forsook you. He said, I had fresh manna from above that was given to you daily. He said, your clothes didn't wear out. Even yeah, you didn't have to go to a dentist. You didn't have to go to a physician, because guess what? The blood of Gilead was in the land. I was there with you. But he said, when I brought you out, you turned your back on me. You went a horn after other gods. Ah, God, I bless you today. He said, so therefore, you all have treated me like I was a bastard, like I wasn't your father. So guess what? When your adversity come, I'm not going to hear you. Ah, you're going to be crying out, Lord, help me. And the echo going to come back to you. I'm not going to hear you. Because, see, he said, I'm tired of you. I've given you opportunity upon opportunity. I've given you all kinds of chances. And yet, you won't serve me. Oh, let's read this. Hey, verse 58, Isaiah 58. Verse 1 says, cry aloud. This is Isaiah. This is God telling Isaiah, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice. That's what he's telling them to tell the people, like a trumpet. And show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. He said, yet they speak me daily and delight to know my ways. As a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of injustice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest us not? They say, and we fasted, and you don't see us, Lord? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul? We have afflicted our soul, and you're telling me you're not going to hear us, and thou takest no knowledge. Behold, God, I bless you. In the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, God is telling them, you fast for strife. You're fasting for debate. You're fasting to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Then he said, is it such a fast that I have chosen? The Lord said, y'all fasting for debate. Y'all fasting for strife. But is there not a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul. toe? Is it to bow down his head as bulrush and to spread cloth and ashes under him? Will thou call this a fast and an acceptable day unto the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? The Lord said, this is the fast that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness. This is the fast God is talking about. He's fasting where we can loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall the light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, if you do those things, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. When you do it according to God's will, according to his specifications, according to his purpose, thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord, listen to this, the Lord shall guide thee, excuse me, continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach. God is going to repair the breach. He's going to repair the wall. He's going to build the city again, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, rejoice in the Sabbath, the holy day of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him in not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own ways. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. When God speaks, you have to move. Now turn to Jeremiah. Glory to God. I'm going to read these few scriptures. That is the fast that God has called. Hallelujah. That you afflict your soul, that you loose the bands of wickedness and draw nigh unto him. Amen. Now, Jeremiah 14, and I'm not going to read all of this, but I'm going to go to verse 12. This is what the Lord is saying to those that he didn't sanction, to those that he knew didn't have a heart to do what was right. They were doing it because of people. They were doing it to show off, but their hearts was far away from God. Then God told Jeremiah, he said in verse 10, when they fast. No, let's go to verse 11. Now, let's go up to verse 10. Thus saith the Lord unto this people, thus have they loved to wander. They love to go and wander. They love to be in places that God ain't pleased with. He said they have not refrained their feet. Therefore the Lord does not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. God said, I'm going to remember your iniquity, and I'm going to visit your sins, because when I told you to fast and I called the solemn fast, you didn't hear me. But you're going to fast when you get ready, when all your sisters and your brothers say, hey, we're going to do this today. We're going to do this today and tomorrow.
Yeah, because we gotta try to keep up with the Joneses, you know. We gotta look good before the people. The Lord said, not so. He said, I'm going to remember your iniquity, and I'm going to visit your sins. Verse 11 said, we're in Jeremiah chapter 40. Then said the Lord unto me, he's talking to Jeremiah, pray not for this people, for their good. He said, there comes a time when the prophet can't even pray nothing good for you. Because when God said no, he means just that, no. Because he said, when I called the fast, you didn't. I called the solemn fast. I told you what to do. I gave you the specifications. You didn't pay me no mind. But now you're ready. Because guess what? Trouble has come. Don't call on me when trouble comes. Love me during the good times. Love me during the bad times. And when you call me, then I'll answer. Walk upright before me. Commit your way to me. Say glory to God. Delight thyself in the Lord, and I'll let you eat the good of the land. I'll give you the good. Hey, glory to God. Jesus. He said to Isaiah, pray not for this people, for their good. When they fast, listen to verse 12. We had Jeremiah 14 and 12. He said, when they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when their offer burn offering and oblation, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. Then said I, this is Jeremiah said, then said I, oh, Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see the sword. What is Jeremiah saying? The prophets done told the people to fast. He done, a lying prophet done told them that. But God told Isaiah to stop praying for him. You better watch when God tells somebody to stop praying for him. For you, you're in trouble. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and oblation, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. I had to read it again. You need to go back and read this in your own leisure. Ah, glory to God. We only have a little time. Then said I, Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see the sword. Jeremiah said, Lord, the prophets have told them they ain't going to see the sword. Neither shall ye have famine. But I will give you assured peace in this place, a lying demon. Then the Lord said unto me, Jeremiah said, then the Lord said unto me, the prophet, listen, this ain't Sister Bernard calling them lying prophets. God is telling them I didn't give them that word. The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I'm at Jeremiah 14 and 14, Sister Ruby. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not. God is telling Jeremiah, I didn't send them. Neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. God said, I didn't command them, and I didn't even speak to them. They prophesy unto you a false vision. Ah, you better watch these folks with these visions. Some are men of God. And divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. Let me tell you, when I sat at this table, I've been running all day, and I sat at this table, I stopped over to my brother, and I sat at this table by myself, nobody's here but me, and the Lord told me to talk about this fast, and I said, where do I go? And I went to the Concordance, and he said, go to Isaiah. He said, Matthew chapter 17, Isaiah 58 and Jeremiah. I didn't study this, but the Lord said there's a solemn fast that I've called, and then there's a fast that folks call for themselves. He said a solemn fast I'm going to honor, But those that's calling their own stuff and they haven't heard from me, they prophesying lies, it's going to come to naught. So you're really fasting in vain if God ain't called it. Oh, God, watch you today. Watch you, Lord. So verse 14 said, then the Lord said unto me, I have to read this again. Because y'all need to hear the word of the Lord, not the word of Sister Benard. I'm just a vessel that's honored to have a word to say to God's people. That's from God and not from me, because I didn't write this Holy Bible. The men, holy men that was inspired of God wrote this Bible, not me. Hallelujah. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not. This is the first time I ever preached out of this passage. I sent them not. Neither have I commanded them, neither spake I, neither, whatever you like to say, spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision. I ain't never heard of that one. Lord, I got to underline this. And divination of naught, and the deceit of their heart. There is some deceptions in their heart. Verse 15 says, therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not. Yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in the land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. God said, now you done lied to my people. He's saying, you told them the sword and the famine will not come. But he said, by the sword and by that same famine, thou prophets going to be consumed. What is he saying? You're going to die by the sword. You're going to die with this famine in the land because you lied to my people. And you came as an angel of light. But you were a ravening wolf. I didn't send you, neither did I command you to go. You went in your own likeness. You went in your own image. You went with your own word. And you went against the true prophets that I call. You stood against Jeremiah and Isaiah. Those were my prophets. They weren't false prophets. Oh, Jesus, they didn't have a false vision. That's the first time I've seen that false vision. But God is speaking to us because the man of God and the Lord, see, when God speak a word to the prophet, to you, the prophet is already confirming what God have already spoken to you. That's all it is, confirmation. Because God said out of the mouth of two or three, every word is established. You're not going to give me a word from God, and I know it's God, and I don't be in agreement with you. When Michael Davis said what he said to me last week, God had already dealt with me on it. All he did is confirm what God already spoken to me. Glory to God. Isaiah, God had already given Isaiah a word. And chapter 58 to the people, how to call the call of solemn faith. Then in Jeremiah, the Lord turned around and said, Jeremiah, I know what you're saying the prophet said, but those aren't my prophets. Those are false prophets, and they're prophesying a false vision, and it's going to come to naught. And the same lie that they told about the sword and the famine, I'm going to have the sword to take them out, and the famine going to take them. Well, God, I bless you today. I didn't even study this. Verse 15, and I'm going to end on this one. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not. I got to read a little bit further. Y'all forgive me. Sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed? And listen at verse 16. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. And they shall have none to bury them. Listen, them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. He said, all of their sons, all of their daughters, he said, their wives, I'm going to kill them all. And there won't be no one to bury them. I'm going to pour out their wickedness upon them. Therefore thou shalt say this word unto them, Jeremiah, let mine eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous blow. If I go forth into the field, then behold the slain with the sword. And if I enter into the city, then behold them that are sick with famine. Yea, and the priests go about into a land that they know not. Hast thou utterly rejected Judah? Hast thou so low done? Why hast thou smitten us? And there is no healing for us. That's what the people was crying to Jeremiah. We look for peace, and there is no good. And for the time of healing, and behold, trouble. We acknowledge, now they won't acknowledge God, oh Lord, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against thee. He said, when you acknowledge your wickedness and your sin, he said, then I'll forgive you. When you acknowledge it, do not abhor us. For thy name's sake, they're crying out to God now. Do not disgrace the throne of thy glory. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. What are they saying? We are your people, Lord. We have sinned. We know we've sinned. We know we have done wrong. But will you have mercy upon us, God? Forgive us of our iniquities. Forgive us of our sins. Remember the covenant that you had with Abraham. Remember the covenant that you had with Jacob and Isaac. Remember the covenant that you had with David. You said David was a man after your own heart. God, you can't kill all of us. We are your people. If you kill us, what are the enemies that surround us? What are they going to think about us? Hallelujah. We're sorry. Forgive us, God. We are out with the prophet Isaiah. We are out with the prophet Jeremiah speaking to us, God. Forgive us. Cleanse us of our iniquities. Purge us as hyssop. Hallelujah. Make us whiter than snow, God. Give us another chance, God. Don't forget your promise. You said your promise is yea and amen. You said you would save all Israel at once. You said 144,000 from the 12 tribes. You said I'm going to save all of Israel at once. Hallelujah. We are your people, God. Hear us when we call. When we put on sackcloth and ashes, remember us. How we afflicted our souls in Isaiah chapter 58. We did it the way you proclaimed it, the way you set it up, God. Hallelujah. But we didn't know. We were deceived. We were tricked. Hallelujah. Some pimp came in the town. Hallelujah. And he had all his bling bling on. Hallelujah. And he got up before us. And he began to preach, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He began to tell us to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. He began to tell us the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. He began to tell us the earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. He began to tell us, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He began to tell us, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endureth forever. He began to tell us, think not on the things of others, but think on the things of others more highly than you do yourself. He began to tell us, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, he began to tell us, hallelujah, that we would eat the good of the land. He began to tell us, hallelujah, fix our eyes as a flint. He began to tell us, hallelujah, how we was coming into a wealthy place. He began to tell us that we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Lord, he preached your word. Hallelujah. He began to lay hands on the sick and some of them recovered. But we thought he was sent from you, God. We didn't know he was a perpetrator. We didn't know he was a faker. We didn't know he was imitating. Hallelujah, because we didn't spend no time with you. Forgive us for not knowing, God. Forgive us for our transgressions. Hallelujah, we were swayed by the bling bling. I always know, baby, the grass may look green on the other side, but when you get over into your neighbor's yard, you're going to find out your grass looks better than theirs. Oh, God, don't be fooled. Don't be deceived, for God is not mocked. Let me read this last verse. And it said, are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give shower? Art not thou he, O Lord our God? Therefore we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. They began to acknowledge God. I'm telling you all today, people of God, Prophetess Darlene, Sister Ruby, whoever's on the line, I just sit at this table. Hey, you're the Messiah. I take no glory, but I sit at this table, and before I got here, I told Sister Ruby, I'm running a little late. I say, open up, play two songs, and that'll give me a little time to get myself together. I need to know what the Lord is saying today. I didn't have a scheduled speaker, but when I open up my Bible and I open up my tablet, the Lord said, Isaiah, when I went to the concordance, I needed to get the scriptures for fast. He told me, talk about the fast. You just came off a 21-day fast. He said, take them, Isaiah. I want you to tell him about a solemn fast that I have called. He said, then, hallelujah, I want to tell you about the fast that the false prophets called. Because men are lovers. We lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. You know, we're looking for a sign. We want to see something. If you ain't driving a Mercedes and you don't have on an Armani suit, we're not going to hear you. We want to hear you. Those are the ones we want to hear, the ones that's looking like they got something, but they're empty. They got worms inside of them. They ain't anointed. They're not sent by God. How they have a form of godliness. The Lord told me some months ago, he gave me form of godless fog. And I woke up and I said, what are you saying, God? He said, what is fog? Define fog. I said, fog is a mist in the atmosphere. And when it takes over the earth or the land or the environment or the area you're in, you cannot see. Fog, it will blur your vision. It will distort your vision. And that's what the Lord told me. He said, F, hallelujah, synonym, acronym, F. He said, F for, and O is of, and G is God, a form of God, a form of godliness, F-O-G. And when he did that, I said, my God, Lord have mercy. He said they have a form of godliness. He said, but I'm not walking with them. That's why he said, know them. Ah, God. Yeah, you might get by. Ah, but you'll never get away. You'll never get away from God. You might fool me for a little while. Oh, but guess what? When I begin to fast and pray, God will show me you. Just like he showed me me, he'll show me you. Ha! You can't fast and pray. Yeah. Glory to God, and God don't start revealing and showing you some things. God will show you who folks are. Uh-huh. He'll show you who they really are. It may take 5, it may take 10, it might take 15 or 20 years, but God will show you just who they are if you're still in the land of the living. People of God, I bless God for those that made this sacrifice for this fast. I'm going a little bit further. I got to go a little bit further. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to go a little bit further. Go a little bit further. And that, if I was able to use a topic today, that's what it would be. Go just a little bit further. Amen. Because the blessing is on the other side. The blessing is in your obedience. The blessing, not so much in your sacrifice, but your obedience. Amen. So when Israel came to themselves, they acknowledged God. But how many times did they do it? God had so much mercy on Israel. Ah, hallelujah. I said, Lord, I wonder sometime how he even say he going to save them all at one time. I said, these folks, they've rejected you, Lord, and you're going to save them all? What about us that is denying this flesh? What about us that is afflicting this soul? Hallelujah. Will you grant us that same mercy? Oh, God, see, messages like this. Hallelujah. Messages like this, they're sent from God. And they sent to warn. God is not interested in our demise. He's not interested in our death. He wants us to live. I shall live and not die. We have to declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you all. I'm done. The Holy Ghost is through. I'm through. Hey, glory. Yeah. Back into your hands, Sister Ruby. Well, I bless you today for your word, Jesus.
That was a
Thank
word.
Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your word, Jesus.
Prophet Darlene Davis.
Ah, Jesus, I bless you.
Praise the Lord. I had to switch rooms. Stuff going on. But praise the Lord. I thank God for the word. I thank God for you, woman of God. The word. And I pray that God bless you, everything that went out of you, that he restored hundredfold or more. I thank God for the word because the word will find you, find us. It's truth in the word. It's life in the word. As I was preparing and you were sitting at the table, we were preparing in the spiritual table, and I was sitting with my plate and fork and utensils, and I always get filled up when I come to the table of the Lord. And I said, Lord, I'm getting so much from this one sermon. I'm getting a sermon from him. I'm getting delivered. I'm getting healed. I'm getting restored. I'm getting strengthened. Hallelujah. So what will I say when they call on my name? Because there's so much I got from it. But I'm going to try to wrap it up real, real quick. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have cried on this broadcast. I have praised God on the broadcast. Truly praise God. But you must worship him in spirit and truth. So I thank God that I worship him in his spirit, and truth. And the first thing that came to my mind was, woe to the pastors that scatter the sheep.
That scatter the sheep. Come on. Thank you, God.
And then what came to my mind was that the sheep know God's voice. They know my voice. And another they shall not follow. We're hearing the voice of the Lord on this broadcast. We shouldn't be following this, that, and the other. because we're hearing the voice of the Lord.
Yeah.
But he is sending rhema word to the men and women of God on this broadcast. The real thing, the real deal. Prophets are everywhere, also prophets and teachers. But I thank God on this broadcast is real. And it's a time of reflection. You have to reflect back on yourself when you get off the line. So I thank God for the reflection. But also as you were playing the song and you said, take me to the King, some people are going to Macy's. Some people are going to Kmart. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Some people are going to Walmart because it's Christmas time, Christmas Eve, and they're going to Toys R Us. But I say tonight, take me to the King. Hallelujah. That's the way I want to go. See, after a word like this, you should be wanting to go closer to the King, draw closer to the King. And that's what I want to do. Take me to the King. And ain't no more with Macy's, but take me to the King. Hallelujah. Because, see, when I go with the King, but I can't come any kind of way. I got to come in his presence, right?
Come on.
Through fasting, praying, reading the word, seeking him. So when I go to the King, there's healing, there's deliverance. Take me to the King. That's where I want to go tonight. And on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. God said he's a jealous God, putting no other God before him. We're putting this, that, and the other sometime before him. You ain't nothing wrong with preparing for Christmas and Christmas Eve and Thanksgiving and all that, but God is saying, he'll have no other gods before him. He's a jealous God. So he wants us to put him first. Hallelujah, because he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. There's nothing in between that. Hallelujah. So I'm saying, God, I repent. Fix me. Mold me. Shape me. Constantly. Yeah, I may not be doing this, that, and other. To God be the glory, because it ain't of me, because I done let that go. And walking in the spirit and not in the flesh. But there is some things more that I want more of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm reaching to the sky. I'm reaching to God.
Thank you.
So
Jesus.
I say, God, help me to fast even more. And this is the fast that God has chosen. This is the fast that you're calling, that God is calling. Some people have went on fast, and I have done it to lose weight in the past. Went on fast because man or woman told me to. But God says, this is the fast.
Ah,
so I thank God,
God,
and we're following the fast that he has chosen. Because, see, you ain't going to see no fruits in something that you chose, people chose. So I thank God because I've seen the fruits. I ain't going to tell all the testimonies, and I know all ain't been done yet, but it's coming. But I will say this. Since the fast, I done lost a couple pounds, and a prophetess brought me when she sent me. She said, uh-oh. And so I thank God. Because, see, there may not be much to somebody, but that's a lot because I was gaining and gaining and gaining and gaining. But I thank God for this fast. So I lost something in the natural, but I lost something also in the spiritual realm. I mean, gained something in the spiritual realm. Some of those weights dropped off of me. Ah, Shandai.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of those weights that were holding me back and holding me down.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Has dropped off during this fast. Yes. I see the fruit. Yes, I see your labor of prayer. So, woman of God, keep praying. Keep telling the true word. Keep doing what God has called you to do. I just thank God for what he's doing in your life, in the broadcaster's life, and what he's going to do. And I ask God to never let me be a false prophet. Always let me speak his word. His word. And he even told me one season, so I can verify what you're saying, that I couldn't speak a word. I like to speak the word of love. He said, don't call that person because I'm chastising them. Don't speak no prosperity in their spirit. Don't speak no love. Don't speak nothing. Don't even call them. He took them through. He said, because they're walking in disobedience.
All right.
Prophets and prophetess, sometimes you can't even speak a word because God is dealing with that person.
Yeah.
Let God deal with that person. Let God be God.
All right.
Speak when God says speak, and speak what God tells you to speak.
Thank
no
you.
More, no less. So I thank God for the word being spoke today. No more, no less. It was a rhema word. It was a word of power. Hallelujah. It was a word of strength. Hallelujah. And it was the word of God. So I'm blessed on today, hallelujah, on this evening, and it's got me walking the floor. So I thank God, because when he can get you up and get you moving, that's God. So I say to my brothers and sisters, my loved ones, keep on praying, keep on fasting, seek God like never before, because this is the end time, and God is calling us up higher. Higher, so kill the flesh and let your spiritual man rise. Walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Love you. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
Okay, that was a blessing. Thank you, Prophet Darlene Davis. Minister Liberal Democrat.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God for the fast. Amen. For this grilled chicken I'm eating on right about now. Hallelujah. Amen. I made it through the fast. Hallelujah. Amen. But I thank you, praise God, you know, for food. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The little things. Amen. I thank you, praise God. You know, I'm excited that I made it through the fast because I was like a couple of days, I was like, I had a moment. I said, Lord, I don't know. But
that's
God took me through and whatnot. Folk was just giving food, and it was just go all around me and whatnot. And I was just taking it home and whatnot. And I'm like, Lord. And then I'm one of them that work late at night. You know, I'd be on a computer and then, you know, just doing editing, just doing stuff. And and I look at the time and I said, Lord, it's almost midnight and I had to go run, and I don't be hungry, but I had to go run. Amen. I said, Lord, I said, Amen. But I thank God because the fast, Lord have mercy, you know, it worked and whatnot. So I thank and praise God. You know, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice, like the woman of God was saying. And amen, if we was obedient and we fasted, God did some things, amen, in my life, you know, when it says stirring up the gift that was in you, amen, amen, he did that, amen to God. And then he showed you yourself, amen. You know, like the doctors, when you're doing appointments, they said, okay, I want you to fast 24 hours before you come in so we can, you know, see what's going on with the body. And
come
spiritually, amen to God, that was the same kind of situation, amen to God. When you fast, you'll find out what's going on with the body because it had changed the atmosphere. Like what the woman of God was saying, like the lunatics got crazy and stuff like that when Jesus was coming around. Because if you live in a certain way, you're going to affect the atmosphere because the demons know you're saved. And they know you're fasting. So it looks like when you're fasting, sometimes it's going to seem like all hell breaks loose around you and whatnot, because when you're fasting, you touch it into another kind of anointing, and you start stirring up things in your atmosphere and stuff like that. A lot of us been noticing that the atmosphere has been changing, wherein it seems like summertime in different parts of the earth right now and whatnot, you know, when it's supposed to be wintertime. I was talking to some of my friends, and they said, it seemed like it's summertime and whatnot. And I said, that's because of how the earth is rotating around the sun. And I go back to us again. You know, your atmosphere changes according to how you are rotating around the sun right now, the sun Jesus. So if you want to see your atmosphere change, like you've seen in these past couple of weeks, how the weather changing and whatnot, start rotating around the sun a different way. Start praying around them. Start reading the word the sun, and watch your atmosphere change unseasonally. When it's supposed to be wintertime, but now in certain places it's summertime. Amen. Because of how the earth is rotating around the sun. Amen to God. So we can do that too. And everybody else is supposed to be broke and miserable and stuff like that unseasonally. Hallelujah. Amen. You start rotating around the sun a certain way. Amen. Our atmosphere will change too by being obedient. Amen. And fasting like the woman of God told us to fast. And you rotating around the sun differently than other saints right now. Some saints, amen, going through right now. But because you was obedient and you fasted, amen, you rotating around the sun differently, amen, to God, and your atmosphere is different right now, while everybody else is like, you said, Lord, why are they not going through like I'm going through? Because they rotating around the sun differently, amen. So I think praise God for this fast. I'm excited. I'm like, amen, amen. I'm saying, Lord, all right. I say, okay, I'm ready, Lord. I'm like, it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a press. Amen. But I'm ready, God, to see what you're going to show us. So God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God is a good God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Oh, he said he's eating some grilled chicken. Hallelujah.
After
you have come through.
Thank you, Jesus.
After
hallelujah.
You have been obedient to what God has said. He
come
said,
on, Holy
then
God.
Will you eat the good
uh-huh.
man? So he's feasting at night time now on his grilled chicken. You know why? God
hallelujah.
Has rewarded him.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
He said, you don't have to go through no more. You were obedient. You went
uh-huh.
to the fast. He said, now, today is the 23rd of December. I'm
yes,
going to allow you to eat you some lunch today. Hey, glory
amen.
To God.
Amen. Shout out to Mrs. Dye Season.
You,
so, glory.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Glory.
Yes, God.
All right, Sister Ruby. Oh, Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited about this thing. So I'm excited about what I was doing.
Sister Dawn?
Yeah, glory.
Okay, then, so we're going to Prophet Michael Lewis.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet
praise the Lord.
Michael Lewis.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. God bless.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Truly, I'm thankful for being here on the broadcast today. I was
isn't it wonderful?
Leaving the lawyer's office. And, you know, I went through the fast and I held out. And
on Prophet Mike?
Yeah, I know. I didn't tell
didn't
nobody.
I didn't know you was on
amen. Amen. I snuck in and did what God asked me to do, so I didn't let nobody
right.
know, you know.
All
I did
right.
a little more extensive because I needed him to move some stuff
come
out
on.
Of my way. And it was ironic. Went to the doctor. UCSF got a report from the doctor. Now, most people took it as negative, but it was a good report. Although it's a negative report, it is good. Needing an operation, the doctor saying there is a problem with my back, which I already knew. So for
mm-hmm.
me, it's not a negative report. It is a good report because I've been complaining to workers' comp and to the lawyers and to the people fighting against me that, hey, there is a problem there, but I'm going to praise God, magnify God. And those of you that know me, have seen me, I give God everything. I go to service. I shout. I praise him when
yes,
I can. There are days where I can't move and I don't, but God
mm-hmm.
knows to him I give him the glory. So on Friday, my lawyer sent me a letter and told me he cannot represent me. I'm like, this don't make no sense. He got the best news that he could get a letter from the University of San Francisco saying there is definitely a major problem. They want to operate. So that looked like we have a winning case. And he said, no, I didn't become upset. I didn't get mad, but I knew this was an onslaught of the devil. So on Saturday,
right.
I woke up. I went down to the shelter, began to witness to everybody that I could witness to, pray
uh-huh.
for everybody I could pray for, and then all of a sudden at the ending down at the shelter, a fight wanted to break out, and I was drinking hot chocolate, and I'm trying to fend folk off fighting with one hand, and man, they got to coming toward me with the screwdriver swinging. I had to drop the coffee.
Yeah, Jesus.
They just put both hands out and say, hold up, you stop. Right now, and thank God them brothers was obedient, they stopped. But I knew all this was happening because God was doing something in the atmosphere. I just
come
heard
on.
A liberal Democrat, when you begin to praise God, the atmosphere around you, it has
all
to change.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
a barometric pressure that is in the earth. So when you begin to change your onset, your mindset, and things around you, it has to change. Like you walking around as a miniature storm. Why? Because you built up and all that God is inside of you. So that storm, everywhere you go, you change in the environment.
And
it, because here it is, the Lord said no. So I called him early this morning. And he said, come in at 11. Then we get there at 11. He changed his mind. He said, come back at 1:30. So I went back at 1:30, sitting in his office. He said, I wasn't going to represent you, but looking at you, yeah, I'm a write the judge back and tell the judge I'm going to continue on your case. Now, that's nobody
all right.
but God. That ain't nobody but God. God changed that man's mind. It wasn't me. I hadn't even opened up my mouth to say nothing to him. And coming on, he was going to discuss him closing out my case. But God knew. God told me, hold your peace. I'm going to fight.
Come on.
The angels of the Lord go in there and do what they had to do. And then, listen, he said, then it dawned on him. I said, wait a minute, I had a doctor appointment today. He said, what? I said, yeah, I was supposed to go see the doctor that you telling me to go see today, but instead I come to see you. Mm. That's the way God had arranged it. God didn't want me to go to the doctor appointment. He wanted to have a personal one-on-one with the lawyer, and he did that. I thank you, praise God. I'm super excited. I'm quite sure I know Sister Adrian said the good news, how President Obama gave that commutation to them 8 people, and you know, boy, when I heard it, the first day I thought, Danielle's name on the list. But when I got the name on there, I wasn't discouraged. I was even more excited. Why? Because there was a name that I recognized, Clarence Aaron. And I know what he promised me, even though God already promised. But Clarence Aaron said, when I get free, if Danielle is not free, I'm going to speak out on behalf of Danielle. So I thank and praise God. I've been sending out shouts to everybody, anybody I could come in contact to. And, and I love time of the year, because when I'm out of school, I get to focus more on Danielle. And I just finished. I didn't make the president's list for the third time. I'm not discouraged. I'm still excited. I got 2 A's. I got a B, and I got a C. I passed, though. That's the factor through it all. You know, the death of my baby sister, the death of my mama, then the death of my older sister, back to back, February, May, and then in November. And then I had my last auntie on my daddy's side died in September. So I was filled with all kind of obstacles. But, you know, through it all, I learned through all that to really, really deeply trust in God. So now my niece is feeling the effect of losing her mama, and I'm able to comfort her by telling her, yeah, you're going to have them day, baby, but guess what? It gets better. So what you reach back for now, what I do, I reach back on the moments that I did have with my mama, the good times. Even when the bad ones pop up, I'm like, yeah, but that was a perfecting moment for my life. Yeah, she whooped me. It was a good thing. So now I reflect. When I talk to Sister Tear, I'm able to tell her that she can make it. Why? Because I lost my mom and she didn't lost her. I'm able to comfort those now in an area where I couldn't deal with them before. Now for those who have lost a parent, I lost my daddy and my mama. I lost my daddy at 8, and I went crazy as a child. Nobody knew this, but I did. I had checked out the building as a child, 8 years old. This is why I became what I became, because I didn't have no parental structure from a man. And then all the men that came in my mama's life, all they wanted to do was abuse me. So it was hard for me to get that relationship with God. But, oh, baby, I'm so glad today that I'm being parented by the greatest parent in the world. God accepted me with all my faults, and he knew everything that he created me to be. And I share, you know, with people, I say, it's strange that God told the prophet to go down to the potter's house and check out what goes on with the potter when he spins clay on the wheel. Well, it became marred while it was in the potter's hand, and God said, Michael, that's what happened to you. While you was in my hand, you ended up on drugs, but you was in my hand. While you was going through what you was going through, you still was in my hand. I was shaping and I was molding you, Michael. It's okay that you made this struggle and had that one, but I had you in the palm of my hand. So I just want to say to y'all, God is in control no matter what we going through. But like liberal Democrats say, you have the ability to create your own storm. However high you want the barometric pressure to be, just the more you praise God, the more you give yourself to God, that's the more you can create a cyclone, or you could create a tornado, or you could go to the hurricane, or you could go to whatever level that you want to. You have the ability in God, not being destructive, not tearing up stuff, not that kind of tap, but you have the ability to shape and change people's lives with all that you This is the fast that he has called. What was the fast? For to loose the band, working in
loose
that hurricane in somebody's life. That's a storm in somebody's life. Now you
loose
have been given the ability to speak life into that situation that was dead. Yeah, so you can use your hurricane, your tornado, your storm to somebody's life for good. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. 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 Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. We all have our storms. Amen.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God.
A few was on and they had to get leave off. But we have Patriot Greg in the chat room. Thank you, Patriot Greg, for coming on today. And you know what, on Sunday morning prayer, we normally don't acknowledge, but I happen to go back to the chat room Sunday, and we appreciate you coming on, Patriot Greg. You've been with Vandis Bernard since the beginning of this Blog Talk Radio, and we're so grateful to the Lord for having you on. So don't think that we don't notice you, but we don't say anything on Sunday. But, you know, I wanted to let you know that I acknowledge seeing you Sunday and today. So God bless you. Vandis Bernard.
Amen. You could have final comments, Sister Ruby, and then we're just going to have an announcement or two, and we're going to let you all go.
Oh, okay. Well, I just felt so awesome with the Lord using you, because I imagine you had no idea you were going to go to fasting. And I said to myself, Lord, I just thank you, because I've been a faster. We fast every year for, you know, 30 days, the beginning of January, and I always believe that once you over ministry, you need to have a fast day, and if the Lord required, then another, you know, added day. Whichever way the Lord talked to you and the Holy Ghost is moving, and this was from the Holy Ghost. And another thing, I say, Lord, I thank you because you recognized us. He recognized us for our obedience to fast. Well, you know, whether we may have missed, took it an hour early or 2 hours or whatever, but, you know, we were obedient to the call of Jesus Christ calling us to fast. And then he said not only to fast, but then he took us to the word of what he wanted to fast in Isaiah 58. I say, Lord, I thank you because that's what the fast is all about. To break like Prophet Michael Lewis just said it. But it's just a blessing. I'm so excited and overwhelmed that he would look and notice each and every one of us and what we have contributed and what we have been obedient to this fast. And I thank him for strengthening my faith more and examining me. You know, I'm always saying I need to examine me, and I think with the fast, I examine me, and I just thank him. I ask for different things, and it's coming to pass, and I just thank him for each and every one that he has directed to this Blog Talk Radio broadcast, that he has sent, that the mighty women and men of God that have brought this holy fire word from heaven above down to the earth for his. And I'm just so excited that he's calling back to let us know Monday. Now, I went another day or something. I thought, you know, I'm always doing that. If they say 21, seem like the Lord had me do 23, and I'm sitting watching people eating. And, you know, it was over, but he takes me maybe a couple of days over, whatever the case may be. But I just advise Bernard for being obedient to the Lord and deciding to make Jesus, you know, her throne, to make Jesus what he want us to be, and to take us to Isaiah chapter 58 to really get an understanding what we're fasting about, what we're crying out to the Lord about, what deliverance I need, Lord, what healing I need. You know, I'm thinking, well, Lord, maybe I'm there. But then the Lord will say, well, no, you're not there yet. But I just thank him for telling me and guiding me and directing me. And I'm always repentant. I know this prophetess, Darlene Davis, before she bring a word or whatever, she's always repenting for whatever she done or didn't do. She's always bringing repentance in whatever she's called to do on this broadcast. So I just thank Jesus Christ for being on this broadcast, for for allowing me to come on because I'm a witness. And I'm saying, Lord, I'm not outside on them sidewalks. You know, I'm a sidewalk witnesser. So I'm saying, Lord, I thank you because he got so many ways that you can witness to his precious people and bring them on. And with Block Talk Radio, it's all over the United States and past the United States. We don't even know where it comes from, you know, different countries and different regions. So I say, Lord, I thank you because I have an opportunity for the men and godly men and women of God to come on this broadcast and bring the word of life to so many people. I think Evangelist Bernard always giving you us a tip, you know, we got 66,000, I think, very serious. So just pray my strength in the Lord, and I'm just excited that he sent us a rhema word, that he sees our struggles. He sees that we were obedient, and he's pleased with it. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. I just really am full today, and I tell you, just as Brother Michael Lewis was saying, Prophet Michael Lewis was saying, that, you know, even though my sister Danielle's name wasn't on that list, I just felt something leaping in my belly. Amen. When her husband was the first one to call me from prison and say, have you heard, sister-in-law? I said, no, what are you talking about? I just knew he was telling me there were three. And he said, the president just pardoned about six or eight people with life sentences. Woo! And I was in the court. That was last Thursday. I think, I don't know if I spoke that day or what. I don't know, but I was sitting in the court. It was after the broadcast. And I said, what? Lord, I got happy. I just got happy. Amen. I didn't know Danielle's name was on the list, but I was rejoicing for him making that kind of a move. Amen. That right there made me to know that God was moving and God had touched his heart to extend mercy. And I just began to rejoice. I was so happy. I hadn't planned to go see Danielle this weekend, but I was so excited. And do you know, I haven't been able to rest. I've just had a restlessness in my spirit because I've been up there. And I've been calling on the Lord. Amen. And I've said, Lord, this 21 days, it's for 21 years. My sister been like, look, I almost see it. Hallelujah. I began to think about that day. I said, in January, 21 years. This is my third year making the sacrifice of this 21-day fast. Hallelujah. And I said, she wasn't on the list, but she next in line for a miracle.
All
Hallelujah.
Right.
I ain't been praying. I ain't been fasting. I haven't been sacrificing this and denying this flesh. And God don't hear. God knows Danielle. He knows where she's at. He knows every other woman, every other man. He knows all about us, name by name and one by one. Ah, hallelujah. So she wasn't rejoicing on Saturday. Oh, but after I left there, honey, she had some pep in herself. Glory to God. I said, you get back to that door. You start dancing for your freedom.
All right.
Hallelujah. I said, you do you a little dancing. Cut you a couple of steps for those that he did call their names. I said, because you're next in line for your miracle, baby. Hallelujah. So you got to start shouting now. Don't wait till they call your name. Start shouting now. She told me, she said, they were calling her name this week. And she said, she told my roommate, she said, they're calling my name. She said, baby, guess what? If it's for me to go, I don't want nothing in here. I'm leaving everything. Pictures, memorabilia, all of that stuff. Y'all could have it. She said, I'm going to walk on out of here. I don't care if I walk out in these khaki clothes.
Be light.
Be light. That's what she told me. I said, I heard that. I said, but take your pictures. Well, I might need the pictures for a book or something. Bring them. So I've been excited about what God is doing. I know one thing. Hallelujah. God is a faithful God.
He's faithful.
Yes,
his promises, he's never short on his promises. He'll never, hallelujah, be slack. He'll never renege. Yeah, even when we don't do, when we don't uphold our end, God always uphold his end because he's faithful. Hallelujah. He's long-suffering. He's merciful. He's kind. He's loving. He's gentle. Hey, I love him today. I love the Lord today. So, hey, all that will, I encourage you to go just a little bit further. Go a little bit further. It ain't going to kill you. Hallelujah. All it's going to do is strengthen you. All it's going to do is get you ready for the journey. We got to be able to see. We can't ask God to give us a vision, and then we don't see what the vision is. For him to give us a vision, we got to have some clear vision. And we got to be able to see, and we got to be able to hear what he's saying to us. So fasting does a lot of things to help us. Fasting, God, I bless you today. I got to leave this alone because I'm excited. Fasting will take you to another level. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Hey, Lord, we got to know where we're going. We can't be like the blind leading the blind. We have to know where we're going. We have to get in tune with God, and that's what fasting does. It brings you into good standing and a right relationship with God where you don't have to call nobody. Call your prayer partner, and I need somebody to be praying for me. I need you to stand in agreement with me. Yeah, that's good. But guess what? When you have done what God has required of you to do, he will answer. When you abstain, hey, glory to God, when you begin to prepare yourself and you begin to empty out this vessel, you re-empty it out where God can fill us up. Hey, glory. We got to empty out all of this unrighteousness, all this envy and strife, bitterness, quarreling. Oh, we got to empty that. Empty it out, and then when we empty it out, then God will fill us up with all of those good fruits. Amen. I bless the Lord. Ooh, Jesus. I'm excited. I don't know where he's taking me, but I'm excited about where he's going to take me. Amen. And wherever he leads me, I will follow. Hallelujah. So I am just so thankful. I'm thankful. Thank God. I thank God for Sister Ruby. You know, man, in the switchboard, I tell you, it's a blessing, because when I'm ripping and running around like today and couldn't get to a place to get the computer up, woo, Jesus, Sister Ruby is right there. So I thank him for her being retired. Amen. She ain't on nobody. Hey, glory, she could get to that computer and pull up this switchboard. God is going to bless you for your faithfulness, Sister Ruby, and your diligence. God is going to bless you for that. So I thank God for Sister Ruby. I thank God for Prophetess Darlene. And, you know, she's always like the first one on the line, and she's on here. And I just thank God for this young woman of God. She's been, have spoken some things in my life, and I just appreciate her. And I tell you, God is going to do some great and wonderful things for you. You know, this year, 2014, is a year of a double anointing, double blessings. Hallelujah. 7 + 7 = 14. Amen. And I thank God for Liberal Democrat. He's been a blessing to this ministry. I tell you, he don't say much, and many of you want to know, why, what is his name? What is it? Well, in God's due season, he'll reveal to you his earthly name. Amen. When he get ready. But just receive him as being a man of God. Just receive him as being a man that loves God's people. Amen. And is sincere about the work of the ministry. So I thank God for him. He has us on YouTube. He got our Twitter page up and running, and just been a blessing. I tell you, just came in and heard us on this blog talk and just came on in and been tuning in with us, and we certainly thank God for him. And I thank God for Michael Lewis, Prophet Michael Lewis, and
you know, all the advocating that he does on behalf of my sister. Sometimes he'll mention my sister, and I'm feel bad because I haven't mentioned her, you know, but that's all right. God knows everything. I was on the journey before he got here. Hallelujah. So this just may have been just a season of rest for me. God always send people to continue the work that he's already started. So I thank God for him, and thank God for all the men and women of God. I truly appreciate my sister Dawn. This is my oldest sister in Irving, Texas. She's not able to say anything, but she has been supportive of this ministry and the work that God has called me to do from the inception. She's the only faithful relative that I have come on this line, I tell you, and she's at work. But she don't have anything to say sometimes because she's working, but she's been faithful. She's been a supporter of this ministry. She's blessed us with her time. She's so into the ministry, and I really thank God for that. Sister Ruby has just been a big supporter, contributor to this ministry also. So we just appreciate God, and I know this is a holiday week, so I didn't expect a lot of people to be on the line, but as I tell you all, I don't take no time off, because if God took time off from blessing us and hearing us, we would be men most miserable. Amen. So I'll be on this line Christmas Day. The rest of the week we're going to be on at 1 o'clock. If we just read the 23rd chapter of Psalm, that's all right. The Lord going to be pleased that I reported. Amen. I wasn't a no-show. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to no-show God. I might no-show you, but I'm not going to no-show God. Amen. So we just thank God for it. Again, we certainly take our hats off and salute those that come on the internet and listen to the broadcast live, those that come in the chat room, Patriot Greg, and all those that come on the chat room and listen to the, I salute and commend all the women and men of God, the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the prophetess, the evangelists, the ministers, and the sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus that have come on this line and have ministered the word. We don't have a gas card to give them, but God knows who you are, and he sees the sacrifice, and we're going to try to position ourselves where we will be able to give a gas card or something to the ministers, those that come on and minister the word of God for us this year. But you know what? The Lord, while I was sitting here, and this is the Lord dropped in my spirit to ask at the beginning of the year or before the close of the year, those that are looking to be blessed and get a double portion next year, sow $28. 14 times 2 equals 28. Sow that $28 seed. Put it in the mail or go on PayPal on our website. Sow $28. I hear the Lord saying double for your trouble. I hear him saying a double portion. 2014.
Hallelujah.
This is 14 years into the 21st. 14 years. This is 2014. I don't know what God has done for you in these 14 years. Amen. But I believe next year, glory to God, I believe a double portion of God's anointing is going to be on the people of God. I believe we're going to see some miraculous things happening that we've never saw before. I believe that there will be prayer and power back in the church. I believe that blinded eyes are going to see next year. I believe that the lame are going to get up and walk. I believe that the backsliders are going to be restored back into the kingdom. I just believe God going to do something miraculous in 2014. All you got to do is have an ear to hear. All you got to do is have eyes to see. God is going to do something.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
To be a prophetess. But I know one thing. When I hear the voice of God, I respond.
mind. I found my hearing God's voice. As I heard God today, he said, tell them about this fast. There's two types of fast. There's a fast that people call, and then there's a solemn fast that is called by God. And I believe this 21-day fast was called of God, because guess what? The praise reports are going to come in.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I'm waiting for the praise report. That was a praise report right there when President Obama.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Do you know when they pronounce a life sentence to you, that's just what it is? Sister Ruby asked me the other day, she said, I thought the life sentence meant about 20 years. Where in the state system, when I was coming up in New Orleans, a life sentence meant about 20 years. But now when they pronounce life to you, state or federal, that means for the rest of your life. They mean they want you to die right there in the prison.
My Lord.
Glory to God. So when President Obama gave those pardons and those commutations to those that had life sentences, he made it null and void that they won't spend the rest of their life in prison. They might die when they get out, but they'll be free. Hallelujah. And I posted, those of you that's on Facebook, go to my page, and I posted a story that my mother, I wrote the story, but it was in my mother's own words. Hallelujah. How on that terrible day when the DEA came and kicked in my mother's door, my mother said, my mother had been in that home 26 years. 26 years in 1992 when they came and kicked in her door. She had been on her job, hallelujah, almost 35 years. She retired after 41 years on a job. My mother was a hard worker. My mother never had a prison record. All she did was go to work, hallelujah, 6 days a week. 6 hours and 40 minutes, manual labor, working in a bakery that's still there. Some of my family members went through that bakery and was employed there. 41 years my mother would save, hallelujah. And I can remember, and this is just a little testimony, I can remember they went to the, I'm living it all over again. They went to the, what you call these, safety deposit box. And they got about 80 some more $1,000 out of the safety deposit box. Hallelujah. My mother had been working all her life, her and my stepfather. Hallelujah. My mother had a savings account for Danielle, and she had a savings account for her son and her daughter. And she was, back then she would call it a Christmas saving. Hallelujah. And they tried to save the money that was in the safety deposit box. That was drugs money. Drug money. But baby, my mama had to put up a $5,000 bond to get her money. And guess what? They freezed all of her bank accounts and everything. But when the trial, when they took Danielle and them to trial, they didn't even mention that. They didn't mention that the government gave my mama her money back because they saw she was working. They saw she was a working citizen. They saw my stepfather was a working man. Amen. So they could account for that $80,000. That wasn't no drug money, but they didn't even bring none of that out, see. And even when they sentenced these people, the jurors never learned, they never make it known to the jurors what kind of sentence you are facing. Because if those jurors know what kind of sentence you're facing, they may rethink some of their decisions. They never tell the jurors that you're facing a life sentence. We didn't know Danielle was even facing a life sentence. We didn't know conspiracy gets you a life sentence. And she had an attorney that was a traffic court attorney. And this man, they had offered Danielle a 20-year plea. And the attorney told her to turn it down because they didn't have nothing on her. We look back at that all the time and say, Lord, If you had taken that 20 years, you would be free. But back then, in 1993, if somebody come tell you, you got a 20-year plea deal on the table, but they don't have nothing on you. 20 years looked like a life back then. Amen. And a young girl, 25 years old, come on now. But anyway, God knows everything. He may have spared her life, and that's the way I look at it, that everything happened according to God's timing and according to his purpose. So she's still alive. He has preserved her. She's still a young woman. Hallelujah. She still can come on out here and do something constructive and positive and give her life to the Lord. So that's my prayer. That's my fire. Thank you, Jesus. So we just say, glory to God. Y'all know I can go on and on because God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. I don't even think about the whatnots and the have not. Think about what is. Because if it had not been for the Lord, I would not be alive. If it had not been for the Lord, I would be dead in my grave. If it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't even have a mind to serve him. So I thank him for his mercies. I thank him for his grace. I thank him for his tender loving kindness. Oh, because he loved me when I don't even love myself. He provides when I don't even know how. He make ways for me. Glory to God. Woo, Jesus. 2 years, 2 years. I'm reflecting upon these 2 years. I don't know what the next year going to be, but I just believe God has something double for us. He has something double for us. Amen. So we're going to, hallelujah, let you all go. We pray everyone to have a beautiful and blessed holiday. Remember to celebrate Jesus. This is his birthday. Bring him a present. And the best present you can bring him is to give him your life. Give him your life. Say, Lord, I've decided to follow you. And I want to see what the end is going to be. But I want to be in your bosom. I want to walk in your ways, God. Lead and guide me into all truth, into all righteousness. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord. Liberal Democrat or Prophet Lewis is still on the line. I'll let them close us out with the final remarks and a word of prayer. Hey, glory! Jesus.
Our prophet is Darlene.
Thank you, Jesus. They're gone?
No, prophet is Darlene.
Yes, praise the Lord.
She's still on. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, is Sister Ruby?
Yeah, prophet is Darlene is on. She wants you to, do you have any words to say and then close us out?
Oh, no. I just want to say
I asked for Prophet Michael Lewis, a liberal Democrat.
No, neither one of them are on.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know. That's why I was saying, well, they're still on. I didn't hear you say no. I know Prophet Darlene opened up for us, so I just try to allow the other ones to do something, too. But that's good. God bless you, woman of God. I appreciate you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for the broadcast. I really do. I really thank God for the words. And when you think it's all over, God is still filling us up with the word. And as you were talking about your sister, if it's okay if I can say something.
Yes, go right ahead.
As you were talking to your sister, about your sister, my stomach was bubbling up. And I don't know the full thing of it, but God told me to begin to really pray for her because I was listening to the story. I was listening to the story as you were talking. And she shall be released. The enemy shall hold it up, hold it back, and she shall be released. And it shall be soon. So we come against every plot, every plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We come tearing it down right now in the name of Jesus. As you were talking, I began to hear something in the spirit. You know, y'all were talking about fasting. When you're When you're not fasting, you can't hear well from God.
That's
you can't
right,
hear. You
right.
begin to hear other things. That's why God sometimes separates you from people because everybody's talking and talking and talking. And sometimes you have to be alone, set apart,
mm-hmm.
so you can
mm-hmm.
hear God. So I didn't understand why I was alone all the time. And so since this fast was going on, it seemed like some more people just dropped out of my life and stopped calling, and I was getting a little offended. But God said, "Turn on my Shandai." It was for His glory. And sometimes you got to be separated, even on your job, as you're working on your job. And you just let me know when I need to be quiet. Y'all, I'm talking. I don't want to be out of order, but I have to say this. Turn on my Shandai. Even on your job, you got to take a time out to go in the bathroom just to be quiet, just to sit so God can speak to you. You don't have to be a prophet. God said He want to speak to everyone, from little children to adults. But sometimes we can't hear Him when we're not fasting, when we're not praying, when we're not reading the Word. Stop asking for a word. God is saying, He gave us a word from Genesis to Revelation. He gave us a word from the beginning to the end, and He's going to fulfill the words that He has gave us. He said He's going to fulfill it. Hallelujah. And He said His promises shall not go void. His word shall not go void. And I heard, so plain and clear, as you were talking and I was listening, and the Holy Ghost said, listen. And my mouth, and that's why we got to listen. And as I was listening, I got to rejoice because it is so. She is coming out in the name of Jesus.
Right.
But the enemy trying to hold it up. But how shall not everybody that has a prayer life, whether you're intercessor, prayer warrior, begin to pray on your free time for this woman of God, because she has to come out. She has a work to do. She has to come out, and it has to be now. As the men of God say on Friday, right now, it has to be now, not years later, but now. So we speak it in the name of Jesus. And and we praise for it happening now. And I just saw rejoicing. Somebody dancing, a woman dancing and rejoicing. God said we got to rejoice for it just as it is so now. Hallelujah. So I thank God. We thank you on tonight for your word, God. We
Please
thank you for
your
presence, God. We thank you for what you're doing.
Number.
We thank
Press
you for
star.
What you're going to do, God. Oh, God, we claim it done right now. God, you said two or more touching
Sorry,
the brain in your
trouble.
Name.
Please try
so
again.
We come in
Goodbye.
The name of Jesus, asking that you have your way, God. Oh, God, continue to keep Danielle strengthened while she's in there, God. Oh, God, we asking God, the enemy trying to come up. Came up. We cancel every assignment, every plot, every plan of the devil, every discouraging spirit, every spirit that's trying to flip the papers their way. We're asking that you flip it your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Show them that you're God. Not just release her, but God save some people in there when you release her, God. Show them that you're God. Show up and show out, God, in the name of Jesus. Prosecute her heart. Touch the jury's heart, the lawyer's heart. Touch the people's hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to break up the foul ground, God. Break it up, God, in
Thank
the name of
Lord.
Jesus. And as she begins to dance, let her begin to dance on the devil's head. Knowing that she got the victory, over the enemy. So we speak peace. We speak release. We speak joy in the name of Jesus. And it is so. We thank you,
Hallelujah.
God, and we praise you, God, in the
thank
mighty
you.
Name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, God, and we'd be so careful to give you the honor for it being done, God. We won't take the glory, God. We give it to you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
God, we need you to show up and show out, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is so.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hey, Mama Sanda. Oh, we send the angels right now. Mama Sanda. Hallelujah.
Ah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, Mama Sanda. We love you today, God. Oh, remember my son, God. Don't forget about him, Jesus. Lord, we bless you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. There's none like you, Lord. There's none like you, Jesus. Huh? None like you. Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you, dear God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you today, God. You're the most high, you're the most see. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Lord. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, Sister Ruby.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We've been going, everybody going. We just praising the Lord. Continue to praise God. We'll see you on the line on tomorrow. God bless you. You could end with a song if you like, Sister Ruby. Amen, God. Hallelujah. God has spoke today. Right. Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet is Darlene Davis. You. Hold on, but God is here by Juanita Bonnie.